This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the no excuses everyday audio version of the world's number one real estate blog. I'm Tyler, and each day I read you short, digestible articles from biggerpockets.com. You can scroll through the catalog and see which titles catch your eye, or just make this a part of your daily ritual. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Considering moving abroad? Here's How Taxes Work by Scott Smith. Disclaimer. This is designed to provide general information regarding the subject matter covered. It is not intended to serve as legal, tax, or other financial advice related to individual situations. Consult with your own attorney, CPA, and/or other advisors regarding your specific situation. There are a multitude of reasons why a U.S. citizen may move their money, assets, or even themselves and their family overseas. Many think that since they don't live here anymore, there's no reason to pay taxes here anymore. Bad news, expats. That couldn't be further from the truth. No matter where you go in the world, if you're an American, you can't outrun the IRS. U.S. expat taxes. What you need to know. All Americans, whether they live stateside or overseas, must file annual tax returns reporting income. There is quite a bit of bureaucracy to work through when you expatriate, but I'm here to help you navigate those murky reporting waters. Responsibility number one, report your assets. Do you have more than $10,000 total in foreign bank accounts or hold assets, stocks, company ownership, property, etc., valued at more than $50,000? If so, you must disclose this information annually with VinCEN Form 114, Report of Foreign Bank and Financial Accounts, FBAR, and IRS Form 8938, Statement of Specified Financial Assets. Say you have a bank account in Armenia, a country with a reciprocal tax treaty with the U.S. That bank account holds $99,999 and earns $10,000 in interest income this year. You pay the Armenian government $1,000 in taxes on that income. Along with complying with all Armenian tax filing regulations, you would need to fill out the FinCEN Form 114 FBAR due June 30th to disclose the foreign bank account and the IRS Form 8938 since the account was more than $50,000 due with the filing of your federal tax return. In addition, you'll need to report the $10,000 of income from the account on your federal and/or state income tax return, Form 1040, but you will receive $1,000 in tax credits from Uncle Sam because of the tax treaty between the two countries. Responsibility number two, pay your taxes. Regardless of where you earned your income, as long as you remain a U.S. citizen, you are required to pay taxes on that income. The United States is unique in this regard, and it's part of why the country's GNP is so high. Many countries have a tax treaty with the states, though, which can end up saving you a significant amount in U.S. taxes. If you paid foreign income taxes to the country where you earned that income, then you'll typically have your American tax bill reduced with a tax credit for the foreign taxes you have paid. Failing to pay these taxes can leave you in a nasty tax dispute or even get your passport revoked by the federal government. How do I avoid taxes while abroad? You don't. The only way to do so is to renounce your U.S. citizenship, a costly process that can be denied if the government determines your motivation for doing so is based on tax avoidance. All U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live or conduct their business, must report and pay annual income taxes. Taxes for those who emigrate can be quite a maze, so it's highly recommended that you find a tax professional familiar with the laws of both your new country and the U.S. to help navigate the process. All right, thanks for making this show a part of your hump day. You know what else happens every Wednesday? Bigger Pockets webinars. They're live and free. You can register at biggerpockets.com/webinar. Plus, if you're a pro member, you get unlimited webinar replays. What are your plans tomorrow? Hopefully, they include another episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. See you then.